USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is celebrating the ceasefire between Israel and the terrorist group Hamas.
We've held intensive high-level discussions, hour by hour, literally. Egypt, the Palestinian Authority, and other Middle Eastern countries, with an aim of avoiding the sort of prolonged conflict we've seen in previous years when the hostilities have broken out.
Biden saying he spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and commended him for bringing the conflict to a close after 11 days. The U.S. Treasury estimates there was a roughly $600 billion tax gap between what Americans owed and what Americans paid in 2019. The department also telling the Biden administration the gap could reach over $7 trillion over the next decade. The IRS commissioner also saying those numbers could be low. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster?
That's right, we are.
And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
President Biden is signing a bill to combat hate crimes against Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders.
I believe with every fiber of my being that there are simple core values and beliefs that should bring us together as Americans. One of them is standing together against hate, against racism, the ugly poison that has long haunted and plagued our nation.
Goodbye, Internet Explorer. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
Microsoft announced it plans to largely retire its Internet Explorer browser. The software giant on Wednesday said its Internet Explorer 11 desktop application, the current version, will no longer be supported starting June 15th of next year for certain versions of the company's Windows software. Microsoft browser push now is centered on Edge, and if you've ever tried to remove Edge from a Windows operating system, you will understand it's nearly impossible.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Thousands of people want to get their hands on Ford's new electric F-150 pickup. CEO Jim Farley telling CNBC the automaker has already received 20,000 reservations after revealing the new F-150 Lightning last night. Those interested can go to Ford's website and a $100 refundable deposit must be made. Among those already having taken the vehicle for a spin is President Biden. Biden visiting a Ford facility earlier this week. As far as how that test drive came to fruition, Farley tells CNBC.
We showed him the vehicle in confidence because we haven't revealed it. And he's like, I want to get in. And the Secret Service is like, no, Mr. President, we don't want you to get in. And he looked at me and I said, you should get in. And so he jumped in the vehicle. He's playing with the technology. And then in the middle of a speech, he goes, I want to drive this car. And everyone kind of laughed. And he's like, no, I'm serious. And then I got a tap on my shoulder. Hey, the security said, you got to get in the motorcade. We're going over to your test track. I said, okay. So we hurried over there at 90 miles an hour, and then the president gets out of his limo. He jumps in the F-150 Lightning, and I wanted to get in with him, but the security people said, no, the president's driving. We'll be in the truck.
The Labor Department reporting first-time jobless claims fell to 444,000 this week. That's the lowest since March of 2020. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.